Hello, folks. I'm Mike Chenault. I've lived in Alaska for 50 years, been married to my wife for 40 years, have five daughters, four daughters and one son, I guess I should say. And I live on the Kenai Peninsula. I've been in construction business for 30, 35 years, and I've been in the legislature for 18 years. I'm currently the House Minority Whip, I'm running for governor. The reason I'm running for governor is because I think that I have the ability and the leadership skills to be able to move Alaska forward, to look out for the economy, try to put people to work, and make Alaska a better place.
And are there any specific reasons that prompted you to seek the governor position?
Well, I think it's just the lack of leadership that has been shown for a number of years now. The inability for the current administration to work with the Senate, work with the House in order to get an agenda passed. And I think I have the skills based upon my time in the legislature and my ability to work with both sides of the aisle to get legislation crafted and get it passed.
What was your position on the whole PFD?
On SB 26.
Yeah.
On SB 26.
Yep.
On SB 26, I voted against it, but there were reasons why. It wasn't because I don't believe that we need to use the earnings reserve to help balance our budget in the time of that we're in right now. My major concern was that there was no spending limit, no spending cap, and without a spending cap and a way to control the legislature as far as how much money they spend, they'll spend more than what you want them to spend. I believe that we do have to use part of the earnings reserve. I'm not an income tax guy. I don't believe that Alaskans that are working in the day and the time that we are in the recession that we're in need another tax heaped upon them. So I think that we can use it. I think if we, like I say, have a spending cap in place that keeps the legislature from spending and the administration from spending more money, then that may only need to be in place for a couple of years.
What are some of the solutions that you have in mind for Alaska?
You know, I think some of the ways to save money is to, one, tighten our belt. There's programs out there that we need to look at and determine, are they really doing the job that we thought that they would do whenever we put them into place?
Any in particular?
You know, none in particular. More probably in dealing with welfare and different programs that we have out there. One thing I think we can do is take and look at combining health insurance costs from state employees, maybe municipal employees, school districts, combining those together and putting in a bigger group that can provide a better service for smaller costs. And I think that, you know, there's some folks have been talking about it. It's about $100 million spent, $100 million that they think they can save on health care costs for the state. It's a big dollar amount for you and me. It's not quite as big for the state, but every dollar that we save gives us an opportunity to use that money elsewhere that helps more Alaskans.
A huge concern that's ongoing in Southeast is the ferry system.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, it has received quite a few cuts, and
yeah,
people are feeling that.
Well, they are, and I don't have the golden key to fix that problem. I know that there are some things that I believe that we can do. One of those is a Juneau access road. I think by getting more access to Juneau, you eventually free up more money that could be utilized in the ferry system, or, you know, and there's also talk about making a ferry system similar to the railroad. I don't know if that'll work or not. We ought to investigate it and see if it makes sense and if it saves money and if it provides a better service. That's what we ought to be doing.